You're listening to the Contagious Confidence Podcast, and I'm your host, Katie Hawks. Confidence is a journey, and I'm here to remind you that you're not alone. Every Tuesday, I'm bringing you episodes that will inspire, encourage, and challenge you. Are you ready? Welcome back to the Contagious Confidence Podcast. That's something that I haven't said in a very long time, but it feels so good to be back. For those of you who don't know, I've been on maternity leave from the podcast because I had a baby in October of 2023. I've been busy recovering and learning how to be a mom. It's been a wild ride, and I've got a lot to share with you. In this episode, I will be detailing my pregnancy journey. If you are trying to get pregnant or have experienced loss, I want to give you an opportunity to skip this episode. I know that listening to these types of things can bring up a lot of emotions, so I want to make sure that you are aware before we get any further into this episode. At the time I am recording this, I am about 3 months postpartum. I found out on February 15th, 2023, that I was pregnant for the first time. And yes, it's taken me almost an entire year to process everything that has happened to me. My husband and I had decided a few months prior that we wanted to start trying, so when I was a couple days late and started feeling nauseous, I knew it was time to take a pregnancy test. To be completely honest, I had always thought I wanted to be a mom. It wasn't until I turned 30 that I really started to question if it was something that I actually wanted. Was being a mom something I wanted, or was it just something that I thought I wanted because society tells you that if you're a woman of childbearing age, you should have children? I honestly didn't know. I think a lot of women feel the pressure to have children, even if it's not something that they're sure that they want. The pressure might come from their partner or their families, and it sucks. That's why I wanted to make sure that this was something that I truly wanted before I decided to go down that path. I remember the moment when I knew I wanted to be a mom. I was riding on a train in the mountains in 2020, shortly after my 30th birthday. I remember having a moment on that train when I had a deep feeling in the pit of my soul that I was meant to be a mom, and it was something that I truly wanted. Some of you that are listening may have known since you were a little girl that you wanted to be a mom, or some of you are wondering if you'll ever have that moment. Having a moment is not at all necessary, but it was the thing that I needed in order to go down that path. I'm so incredibly lucky to have the amazing supportive partner that I do. I know that not everyone has that. I felt for a long time that he was waiting for me. He never put any pressure on me and allowed me to let him know when I was ready. I kept putting off trying because I knew that my whole world was going to change once I decided to take that step in our relationship. My husband and I have been together for over 12 years, and we've been married for over 5, and I really loved our relationship and how things were. I didn't want them to change. I knew having a kid would definitely change that. I also wanted to establish my career before I had a baby because I knew that my professional life would be the one that would be most affected. Once I felt those parts of my life were ready, I was ready to start trying. I started to prepare myself in different ways before we actually started trying because I wanted to make sure that I felt my absolute best before going into this next chapter of my life. I cleaned up my skincare and makeup routine. I switched to natural deodorant. I started eating more whole organic foods. I started working with a wellness coach and seeing a chiropractor. Talking to a therapist regularly was something that I also wanted to do and that I did, and it really helped me mentally prepare for what was to come. I did the things that I thought would be good for me to do before bringing another life into this world. I wanted to make sure that I did everything I could to prepare myself mentally and physically. I also want to acknowledge the exorbitant amount of privilege that I have in being able to decide when I wanted to start trying to get pregnant. I know that this is not the same experience that everyone has. It was only a short amount of time after we started trying that we got pregnant. I had been tracking my cycle and my temperature and learning about the best time to try. I mean, when you're young, everyone makes you think that every single time you have sex, you will get pregnant. And that's not the case. There's actually a very short window of time in your actual cycle when you are most likely to get pregnant. A spike in your temperature is the best time to try. And I have endometriosis, which is a disease where the tissue similar to the lining of your uterus grows outside the uterus and is extremely painful. And it can make it really hard to get pregnant. I had surgery when I was a freshman in college to remove the growth because, in the words of my gyno, it was the worst case of endometriosis she had ever seen. I honestly wondered if I would be able to get pregnant because of my endometriosis. I also had many people in my life who have experienced a loss of pregnancy or they've lost a baby, and I was fully preparing myself that that was going to be my experience too. When I saw those two lines immediately appear on the test, I was shocked. How? Well, I know how, but like, is this really happening? Am I really pregnant? I decided to take another test just to be sure, and that one was positive too. I was for sure pregnant. I knew that I wouldn't be able to keep this from Gil, who's my husband, and for those of you who don't know. We both work from home, and we had been in meetings all morning. I slipped the tests into a baggie and I put them in my desk drawer. I waited what felt like an hour, but it was only about 10 minutes for Gil to be done with his meeting, and I asked him to come into my office. I told him that I had been feeling nauseous, so I took some pregnancy tests, and that's when I opened my office drawer. I remember him asking, "Are they positive?" And then he burst into tears, and I did too. From that moment on, our lives were changed forever. We were pregnant. I found out that I was 5 weeks pregnant when I took that test. And that nausea that I mentioned, oh, it lasted all day, every day, until about week 14. I was on 3 different nausea medicines, and it took until I was about 5 or 6 months pregnant to get off of those. I was so miserable. I had no energy and I had to stop working out because my body was too sick and weak to move. While the all-day nausea went away, I would have bouts of sickness here and there. I passed out for the first time in my life and I had to go to the emergency room because I was dehydrated. As I grew bigger, I started to experience an immense amount of pelvic pain. I'm not going to lie, I hated being pregnant, but at the same time, I felt like it was something that I was meant to do. I also want to acknowledge here the immense amount of privilege I have in saying that. I know that there are many people out there who want so badly to get pregnant and aren't able to, or have been pregnant but then experience a heartbreaking loss. And a lot of people have experienced loss more than once. I just want you to know that I hear you and I see you and my heart goes out to you. I was pregnant for a total of 41 weeks and one day. I had to be induced and it was one of the wildest, most painful and exhausting experiences of my entire life. But for now, I wanted to share 5 lessons that I learned during my pregnancy in hopes that it might help someone out there feel less alone or feel better prepared to take on the season. Here's the first one. It's okay to be scared. I'm not going to lie. When I saw the positive pregnancy test, I was more scared than excited. I was going to have a baby. I was going to be responsible for this tiny life and needed to keep it alive. How was I going to do that? I'm not that great at taking care of myself a lot of times. How was I going to be able to take care of another person who would depend on me for everything? It was truly terrifying. At the same time, I felt that I shouldn't be scared. This is something that I wanted and that so many other people want. And I should be thankful that I was able to get pregnant in the first place. I really wrestled with this for a long time. As a woman, I should be glad that I'm pregnant and savor every moment. I felt really guilty for being terrified to be a mom. I remember hoping and praying that my motherly instinct would kick in when the baby was born because I didn't really feel like I thought a mother should. I've never been a mother before, with this exception of being a dog mom. So how was I supposed to be a mom if I had never done it before? I had to remind myself that There have been lots of things that I've never done before, but I've learned along the way, and I would be learning as I go with being a mom too. But that didn't make me any less scared. I had to convince myself that it was okay to just figure it out. I had figured everything else out in my life, and that got me here. I had to look at this the same way. I felt selfish because I still wanted things to be the way that they were. I didn't want things to change, but I knew they would. And to be honest, I'm still scared. Every day I'm scared. I have this amazing little 3-month-old baby that I get to take care of. She's the most beautiful and sweetest thing in the world, and I love her. She's made things so incredibly easy, yet I'm terrified I'm going to do something wrong. I get upset when I can't have a moment to myself because she's always needing me. Is that wrong? I think I'll continue to feel this way. I just love her and care for her so much, and I don't want anything to happen to her. But I'm human, and I have to remind myself that I will make mistakes and it will be okay. Number two is that everyone's experience is different. When you're pregnant, you have lots of people telling you all sorts of things. There's a lot of things that no one tells you about being pregnant, and there's a lot of things that you'll experience that no one else has. For me, I had some really weird physical things going on, like a dry patch on my knuckle. It's on my right hand, and if you're watching this on video, you can see it. It still hasn't gone away. Or the fact that the back of my legs look bruised for months. My OBGYN said that she'd never seen anything like that before. Or the fact that my armpits got really dark and my pee smelled like straight up chlorine all the time. No one can prepare you for what you will experience. I've had friends validate some of the things that I went through, like the lightning crotch and the Charlie horses in your legs in the morning, the swelling feet. But I didn't have any aversions. I just couldn't tolerate mushrooms. My morning sickness lasted all day long while I heard that others were sick for 8 straight months. The first trimester, I was exhausted all the time. The second trimester was a little bit better, but it was summer and it was hot, and I hate being hot. The third trimester, I got sick a lot, but in those last few weeks, I really thrived. I enjoyed being pregnant in those last few weeks, actually. You'd be surprised. There's a lot of things that you can prepare for, but there's a lot of things that you cannot. I encourage you to talk about your experiences and to be honest about how you're feeling rather than keeping it to yourself. It helps to share what you're going through with others, whether or not they've experienced it. Number three is that you lose your autonomy. One of the main things that I struggled with when I was pregnant was my loss of autonomy. I cannot say that word. I had to look this up, but basically autonomy means control over your life. I passed out from dehydration when I was about 14 weeks pregnant, and I had to go to the emergency room, which was terrifying. And that's when it hit me that every decision I made not only affected me, but it affected my baby. I remember having a dream where I was drinking a beer, and it wasn't until after I was done that I realized it, and I felt horrible. But it was only a dream. I worked from bed for 4 weeks because I didn't want to take the time that I needed when I was feeling so horrible. I was getting sick in between meetings and never canceled a meeting if I didn't feel like it. I would just turn my camera off so people wouldn't know how sick I was. I popped all the blood vessels in my eyes, and it looked like I had 2 black eyes for about a week. A lot of people describe being pregnant as having a parasite inside of you, something that you can't see or really feel for a while that is controlling your whole life. You can't eat certain things. You have to drink a shit ton of water, stay moving so you don't get a blood clot, sleep a lot because you're exhausted most of the time, and the list goes on and on. And it doesn't end once the baby gets here. It continues. Your baby depends on you for everything: food, a clean diaper, and clothes, and don't even get me started on the lack of sleep. But when you look into their sweet little eyes and feel their hands when you see them smile or hear them coo for the first time, it makes it all worth it. And it's an extremely emotional experience, and it will be for the rest of my life. It's a love like I've never known before. With your partner, no matter how much you love them, it's a choice. It's a choice to love the person you've chosen to be with. When it comes to a child, it's an unconditional love. No matter how many times they blow out their diaper or cry bloody murder or spit up all over your freshly washed and blow-dried hair, I'm speaking from experience, you're going to love them immensely still. I'd take the loss of autonomy any day if I could have more time with my daughter. The fourth thing that I learned while I was pregnant is that just by being, I am doing. This was the biggest mindset shift I had to work through. On top of feeling the loss of autonomy physically, I also really lost autonomy mentally. I put so much of my value in my productivity because I felt so horrible all the time. I didn't have the ability to be productive. I think a lot of this is due to the hormones, but I remember crying all of the time because I just didn't feel like myself. I didn't have the energy to do the things that I felt like I needed to do. I felt like a prisoner in my own body and mind. I felt like I was losing myself, losing who I was, but at one point I realized I was losing my old self. I was shedding the skin that I had lived in for 32 years and putting on the new skin of a badass mom. I really had to work on my mindset a lot during my pregnancy. When my mind was telling me I was weak and useless, I had to fight back and tell it that I was a strong-ass small woman and that I was creating life inside of me. I think I struggled so much because my productivity wasn't something that could be seen. My body was working overtime to create hands and fingernails and eyelashes. I was creating a fucking life inside my body. My organs were being shifted around. I had to let go of a lot of things, a clean house, contributing to cooking of meals, going and doing things, etc. It was so fucking hard, but I did it. If you're similar to me and you struggle with not being able to do things like you once did, I encourage you to shift your mindset to this. Just by being, I am doing. I promise, once you truly believe this, you will have so much peace within. And the fifth and final thing that I learned while I was pregnant is that the sacrifice is worth it. I think it's been a consistent theme throughout each of the lessons that I've learned, but I'd do it all over again to have my daughter. I didn't love being pregnant, but I felt like I was meant to do it. I was meant to be Layla's mom. I feel it in my soul. She is the best thing I've ever done or will do. I will say that getting pregnant changes you and being a mom changes you. My confidence has grown tenfold throughout this process. I am so much more secure in myself and in my life. I have to be a whole lot more intentional with my time, and I am so careful who and what I give it to. I'm learning so much more as I go, and I want to start sharing more of the journey because I know that many people out there are wanting more information about pregnancy and being a mom. And my hope is to bring that to those of you who are seeking it. I absolutely love being a mom, but it's definitely not easy. It took me about it took me 3 months to write all of this down. I've worked on this episode at 3 a.m. in the morning when I couldn't go back to sleep after I had pumped, and I finished writing this episode because I woke up at 5:30 because I wanted to get a workout in and a shower before my baby girl woke up. I have a huge desire to continue this podcast. I have a lot of really fun ideas, but I'm not sure how it's going to go. I'm really just figuring it out as I go, and I appreciate you being along for the ride. I'm excited for this next chapter and new season of the podcast, and I look forward to bringing you more solo episodes and some really cool interviews soon. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll see you in the next one.